With Megan Lynch, I'm Tom Ackerman. Total Information AM on KMOX. The third night of the Democratic National Convention was a chance for the nation to learn more about VP pick Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. Always a treat to visit with Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, City Hall Bureau Chief. Pat, thanks for doing this all week from Chicago. So Coach Walz was out there last night. How did he handle himself on the national stage?
Well, he did really well. And keep in mind, he had some really tough acts to follow. He had pop stars like Stevie Wonder and Oprah that he had to come on afterward and try to keep the energy up. But he did do that job. He introduced himself to the delegates and to whomever was watching from his small town roots. He kind of made that that he had grown up in a very small town as kind of the roots of his politics as well. He kind of portrayed his career as a congressman and governor as just kind of being neighborly to people in need. Like if a kid is hungry, you help them with policies like free school lunches, which he instituted in Minnesota. So the crowd really responded to him. And I think that most people would agree it was a good debut.
Beyond Walz, who stood out last night among the speakers at the DNC?
Well, we had former President Bill Clinton. And, of course, I'm partial to our own Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. It was interesting because he'd been considered for that vice presidential slot to compare their speaking styles, and where Tim Walz is very folksy and sometimes humorous. Josh Shapiro was really fiery, really got the crowd on its feet and chanting. So it was very different approach. But obviously Kamala Harris thought Walz's approach is going to be more winning.
You know, I was just looking up at CBS Mornings, and they just did a piece on Kamala Harris's background. And I feel like everybody's still in the mode of trying to get to know her a little bit better. That's a big part of tonight as well, isn't it?
Yes. They've been working on that all week. They've had videos of her childhood friends talking about the time she stood up to a bully and got hit on the head with a rock. Like they're going back that far, but also her background as prosecutor in San Francisco, the California Attorney General, and all the kinds of cases she took on to portray her as really a public servant above all else, somebody who really is there to help other people.
It looks like the party is really working to portray her as a candidate who bridges divides across both the party and the nation. But some people are questioning whether her record backs that up. What do you think?
Well, there's been a real effort to do outreach to independents and Republicans. In fact, there's been this recurring theme of Trump administration officials coming and speaking to the delegates about why they are voting for Harris. There was a time when Republicans were the party of law and order, and she has been a prosecutor for most of her career. So in some ways, it does seem like she'd maybe be suited to some Republican voters.
What did people say about Bill Clinton? What was the review of his speech?
I haven't heard any reviews. The crowd was really with him. You know, he's an elder statesman now. But his, he always had that kind of hoarseness in his voice, a little difficulty speaking, and that was evident last night. He's 78 now. He was speaking a little slower, but he still has a way of getting his messages across. He referred not only to his own presidency, but his wife's campaign for president in 2016 as kind of a cautionary tale, saying we've seen elections slip away before when we didn't think they would, when voters got distracted by other issues.
So, Pat, to wrap us up, what key points does Kamala Harris have to hit tonight?
Well, she's got a lot to do. This is a very heavy lift, obviously, and I don't envy her the task. I don't think anybody would want to be in the position where she is, where she has about a half an hour or 45 minutes to convince the country that she should be elevated to the highest office in the land. But the convention so far has been light on policy. They've talked a lot about past achievements and then about the ephemera of like the joy that she brings to the process. So not only does she have to make a case, but she's got to also project that she is the kind of candidate that Americans will feel good about.
Pat Loeb, KYW, News Radio's City Hall Bureau Chief. Thanks as always. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much. It's been a really fun week.